Hello, Mr. Spencer.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I do apologize about the extended hold. I was trying to contact the tech, but I can't seem to reach him on the line. So what I did go ahead and do for you, I sent a message over to home office as well as included the tech in that message. I asked if there's any way that we can accommodate you or get you a sooner date for your measurement and install, because your item is to be delivered on the 1st, and if you have a measure done, that kind of defeats the purpose that you already have it.
Okay.
So I received confirmation from home office that they received it, and if we get confirmation from the tech, we can go ahead and put that date in as soon as possible. So we're just waiting on an update for a tech to see if he can fit you in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. No problem at all. So I do apologize about the hold, and I know this is kind of inconvenient for you, but we're going to see if we can accommodate you to the best of our abilities.
Okay. So once you find out that, you will call me, or how is that?
Yes, sir. You'll receive a phone call immediately in regards to scheduling.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. And your order number, it was correct. You were just one letter off. Instead of it being 51205, it is 512D as in Delta 5.
Oh, they didn't. Okay. Can you hold for a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and repeat the whole number.
Okay, that is 070512B as in Delta 5.
Oh, okay.
And so it was just one little digit off.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
I look forward to you guys calling me back. I hope they at least call me, at least have somebody to call me back, even if they're unable to schedule me, okay?
Okay, that'll be no problem.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what is your name?
My name is Zaniya.
Zaniya?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Zaniya.
No problem at all. I thank you for calling XPO, and you have a great day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.